on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We're going to begin today with this month's installment of the Accountability Index, our series with reporters from the Baltimore Brew, in which we examine issues of fiscal and policy accountability in state and local government. Last month, we talked about construction delays and budget overages on some local road projects. This morning, Mark Reuter from the Baltimore Brew joins me to talk about the city's audit process. Good morning, Mark. Good to see you.
Well, it's good to be here.
So you've written a series of stories. You've been on this for a long time about audits, both for the city as a whole and for individual agencies. There was a law passed by referendum back in 2012, Council Bill 12-0053, requiring an audit of each agency every 4 years. That's what you've been following up on.
Right. And over three years have passed, and there have been repeated promises by the administration that audits would be coming out. The first plan was to have 5 agency audits out last June. Then that was delayed to September, and the number of audits reduced to 3 agencies. That was delayed again to November. Promises were made that there would be 3 agency audits consisting of both financial and performance audits last Monday. And lo and behold, there has been 1 performance audit of 1 agency that has not yet been publicly released. It should be released this morning.
This is the Department of Transportation.
Correct.
An outside audit firm did it, Hamilton Enterprises. You wrote a year ago that there was some disagreement about whether it should be an outside auditor or the internal, you know, audit agency of the city government. Be that as it may, these folks found an awful lot of things that they couldn't really deliver an opinion on.
Right.
And there's no financial audit of the Department of Transportation.
That's what's really kind of amazing is the promise financial audit, which is what most taxpayers and citizens would like to see, how the numbers work out, has been delayed again with no word on when it will come out. Our sources tell us maybe February, but given the history I just mentioned, I wouldn't be waiting with bated breath. What did come out was a 40-page performance audit. And that's interesting to taxpayers and citizens. They looked in 5 key areas of Department of Transportation in areas that they said they accomplished certain things, that the amount of streetlights that were lit, the amount of roads that were repaved. And what they found is in all 5 cases, there was no supporting documentation for these numbers. And taking it back to Department of Transportation, except in a couple little spots of quibbling, they all agreed. And their point was, oh, we're going to start doing that now.
In the executive summary of this audit, which I'm holding in my dirty little paws here, it says that the department, this is the opinion of the auditor, the department did not demonstrate a system of accountability and oversight for the estimating, measuring, or reporting of performance measures, which means that they don't really have any system in place to monitor what they're doing.
Right. But what they also found in one case, which I think is a good one, is the city has what the mayor is very proud of called outcome budgeting, and where the budgeting is supposed to be set up for target accomplishments. And in Department of Transportation, one of these was the amount of streetlights that are actually lit at night based on complaints and other ones of inspected streets. Well, the city has been saying over the last few years that the first year, 80% were hunky-dory, were all lit. And then the following year, it went up to 85. And the most recent year, 90. They couldn't find, again, anything to support this.
Right. The audit firm could not find anything
right.
to support this.
They then looked at 311 calls and looked at other data in city government where people were complaining about my street light. And they estimate that around 65% was the actual number. So a difference between 90, that looks very good on paper, and 65 that they think is accurate. And DOT did not protest, did not say that was wrong.
Right. And the auditor even said that it's just, it seems like they were tacking on 5% improvement every year, somewhat arbitrarily. This is a 40-page report that's going to be released today. As you say, it's just about performance, not about finances. Mm-hmm. But even the performance stuff is somewhat questionable, given that they had so little information to work with. This is no small agency. It's also amazing. DOT is the 3rd largest agency in the city government, just behind police and public works.
Mm-hmm.
There's a city budget, but there has not been audits done. There have not been audits done of these individual agencies to see how they're either performing or spending the money that's allocated.
Right. No one knows in city government. Maybe 25 years, maybe 35 years, maybe never. And it was just something they didn't do. And what's apparent is that the present administration is not interested on its watch to have this happen because they have resisted and delayed this process over and over again. I mean, after all, it's been 3 years since the voters mandated this, and one half of one of the 13 agency audits has now been performed.
You're finding, basically, as you cover this over these many, many months, that there's just a pattern of resistance to having it done, having it released, and having this information known. How is the city council supposed to oversee the fiscal doings of the city when they don't have information about how each of these departments are actually functioning?
That's very true. But there's really only two councilmen out of the 14 that have been vocal in saying that not knowing how money is spent is poor practice. The key one is Carl Stokes.
He's running for mayor.
This, yeah. Who is also running for mayor, largely on the platform of audits. And then the newcomer, who actually was a federal government auditor, is Eric Costello, and he has brought this by. They have had repeated hearings with the administration and where the administration finance directors assures them of dates that are certain, that are anticipated, that he's sure will happen. And in June, again in September, and again last week, that didn't happen.
There is also, as we finish up real quickly here, there seems to be some tension, some great amount of tension between Joan Pratt, the city comptroller, and Mr. Raymond, the director of the Department of Finance. There's this tension between the financial people and Pratt, who oversees the audit department.
Right.
If there is an audit department in the city of Baltimore, what have they been doing for the last 35 years?
It's pretty amazing. It is a huge department with many millions of dollars. I think there's dozens and dozens of auditors. Well, they do such things as they audit the Enoch Pratt, they audit the city golf courses, and they audit a number of things that are very, very peripheral. Part of that is the mandate that was set up, but they've been very unaggressive, and the controller, who has been controller of Baltimore for the last 25 years, has just been very unaggressive, to couch it most generously, in looking to see whether taxpayer money is actually spent as it said it's being spent.
All right, more on this as we continue our series, The Accountability Index. Mark Roeder, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Roeder is a reporter at the Baltimore Brew, a daily news website featuring investigative reporting and informed commentary about Baltimore and the region. He's been reporting in this area since 1970 as a longtime reporter with the Baltimore Sun and now for the Baltimore Brew. This is the second installment of our series, The Accountability Index, and we look forward to more conversations in which we are basically asking, who's minding the store when it comes to public dollars and public policies? We've got more information and a link to the Brew on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.